All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. So what I have here is the actual letter from the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, delivered to Pfizer and dated on today. Now, it summarizes the reasoning for enacting the Emergency Use Authorization Act in the first place. It goes through all of the steps that they've taken, the studies that they've done. It says you can only use it for people 16 years of age and over, which kind of, you know, makes you wonder why they're trying to give it to children under the age of 16. But if you scroll down, never once does it say that they are changing the emergency use authorization. It just says that they are continuing it. So this has not been approved by the FDA, despite what the Pentagon is saying, despite what Joe Biden is saying, and despite what I guess anybody else said, what I said earlier. I was just going on a report and I was going on the statements of the federal government. I guess I should know better than to do that in the future. So essentially, it just says that there is a scope of the emergency use authorization. You can use it under these certain circumstances. These are the criteria for it. And this is how it must be used going forward. And then it describes the actual vaccine itself. But if you go all the way to the end of the document, here, and I believe it's about 10, 12 pages. Not once does it ever say that they are giving it the full authorization of use by the Food and Drug Administration. This has not been approved. Nothing has changed. This is the exact same scenario we were in yesterday, and it's the exact same scenario we remain in tonight. So the federal government, once again, is lying to us. Lloyd Austin at the Department of Defense, lying to us. And everything else that I said in the video earlier today still stands. We need to take a stand. This is our moment to resist. We were standing in opposition to the resistance during the entirety of President Trump's time in office. And now we need to become the resistance. Do not let your employer tell you that you have to take this COVID vaccine. It is still under emergency use, especially if you have any type of medical issues, if you have a religious exemption that you can get, if you have COVID antibodies, you've already gotten sick. Do not allow them to force this upon you. This is still only emergency use. Biden, his administration, they are full of garbage.